Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I read this stat and I'm like, there is no way this can be true. Absolutely no way that this stat could be real. My husband is on the line. Babe.
Good morning. You've reached Paul Zapp from the Paul Zapp Show.
Oh, please. Paul desperately wants to have his own show.
Well, he sounds fantastic, buddy.
I got a quick question for you. How many years have we been married this month?
16
is correct. What was our wedding song?
Bed of Roses.
By who?
The guy from Jersey.
Who's that?
Well, there's a couple guys in Jersey,
right.
But I think I know who he means.
To the top of the tip of my tongue, I can't remember. And only them coming to my mind right now is Bruce Springsteen, because he's the one that's in the freaking media.
So it's great, though, that Paul knows three guys from Jersey. The boss, himself, and the other guy he can't remember.
Great. But he did remember Bed of Roses.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah,
I'm
he remembered
give it
the song.
Him. It's Bon Jovi, it's, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the
bon
third
Jovi.
Guy.
Hey,
from...
Did I tell you it was Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
I did. On the tip of my tongue.
To me, it's like literally the cheesiest song that Bon Jovi ever did, too. Congratulations, though.
Listen, I didn't ask to be judged on my wedding song. It meant something to us. I'm not going to go into details because it's humiliating. But
besides the choice, it's more humiliating.
It's even more humiliating than you think it could be.
That's great.
But the stat says that most couples married over 10 years do not remember their wedding song.
Hmm.
And I feel like that was such a big thing when you were getting married, choosing your wedding song,
sure.
Going over it with the band or the DJ, playing and having that moment when you're all your family is surrounding you. How do you not remember your wedding song? I don't remember anything, but I remembered my wedding song.
I think that a lot of it comes down to the choices that we make with it, right? So if you chose something that was kind of that year, of that time, to be honest, it's easier to forget than it is something that's like timeless and kind of goes on forever. Like if you dance to Elvis, you remember you danced to Elvis. I would think that you do.
Now, you haven't been married over 10 years
yeah.
yet, right? Not
yeah.
yet.
Well, I chose a timeless song, Etta James, At Last. So
see?
It's easy for me.
Please, you took the easy way out. You're giving me
I
a hard.
I took the easy way
yeah,
out?
Yeah, everybody chooses that song.
Well, you know what? Maybe I chose it before them.
When you got married 8 years ago?
That's right. That's right. But, I mean, either way, I remember it.
Okay.
All right. And I apologize. Etta James didn't have the feathered hair that John Bon Jovi did. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
So, for the last 10 minutes or so, we have been taking all your calls offline. We've been asking you, how long have you been married and what was your wedding song? And we're going to prove, is this real or not? Do you actually remember your wedding song if you've been married more than 10 years? It's coming up. This research says that a majority of Americans that have been married for more than 10 years don't remember their wedding song. Now, Raven, I don't remember anything. Like, I have a terrible, terrible memory. But to me,
sure.
That's one of the most important things. I've been married 16 years this month. How do you not remember your wedding song?
Well, I think a lot depends, too, if you're the partner that was involved more heavily on the planning. Like most couples, right? One couple is doing more of the planning than the other. And the other is just kind of along for the ride to go, yeah, whatever you think. I think that's great.
Yeah, so we called my husband earlier. He remembered that Bed of Roses was our song, but he didn't remember who the artist was. And I'll give him a pass for that because he's not really into music. So the fact that he remembered the song was good enough for me.
He got that the guy was from Jersey.
Right, he remembered that random fact. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. How many years have you been married?
17.
And what was your wedding song?
Oh, my gosh. It was Climax Blues Band.
Are you sure about that?
You said it more like a question than an
answer. Oh, my gosh. Wow, yeah, I can sing it. I just don't remember the name of it.
If we're not allowed to sing, you're not allowed to sing.
Yeah. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. How long have you been married?
I have been married for, 17 years.
Okay, and what was your wedding song?
Love of a Lifetime.
Okay, who recorded it?
I don't know.
Firehouse. It's an 80s band.
All right.
That's right.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. How long have you been married?
17 years.
Everybody's been married,
right?
17 years.
This is uncanny, really.
Yeah.
What was your wedding song?
Celine Dion's The Power of Love.
Okay.
Good song.
Yeah. All right. See, she knew. Thank you.
First straight answer.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. How long have you been married?
Let me see. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. let's see, 10, 13 years.
That 13, wasn't even the hard question.
I was going to say, I thought she was running
so
out
bad.
Of toes. Right.
He's going to kill me because I always forget our anniversary, his birthday.
Well, then, here's the bigger question. Do you remember what your wedding song was?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
It was Him and Her, Love Him. No, I don't. I don't remember.
Oh,
never mind.
Love
Him, Love Her.
Himself.
Thanks for the call.
Anna and Raven, how long have you been married?
23 years this year.
Okay, what was your wedding song?
From This Moment by Shania Twain.
Good memory. Good for you. You must be taking your ginkgo biloban.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
19 years.
What was your wedding song?
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It just means you don't love them. It's okay. It's okay, and we won't tell anybody.
No, I do love him. I just can't remember the song.
All right, the experiment continues. Take more of your calls coming up next. So far, the results of our experiment, Raven, have been shocking, to be honest.
And heartbreaking if you happen to be the spouse of one of these callers.
So we read a stat that if you've been married more than 10 years, a majority of Americans don't remember their wedding song. And to me, somebody who has a terrible memory, I could not believe that you can't remember your wedding song. That's one of the most important songs of your life.
I remember mine, of course, but I chose something timeless, Etta James.
Right. I chose Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi because, you know, we met in college and that was like what we would go and like headbang to at the bars.
Yes,
all night.
You were slippery when wet. Yes, I know.
Okay.
The question was, would you remember if we asked you?
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
13 years.
What was your wedding song?
Oh, you know, I don't even know the name of it. It was some random song by some country artist that my husband liked.
See? This is crazy.
Yeah, it really is uncanny, actually.
I don't know the name of it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 28 years.
What was your wedding song?
We actually didn't have one. We didn't pick one.
What do you mean?
It was Canon.
Wait, no, that's not what you did your first dance to. Nobody dances. That's what you walked down the aisle to. What did you do your first dance to?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
See? This is nuts. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
Oh, my God. I have to actually think about this.
That's not even the hard question. How come nobody knows how long they've been married?
Right.
How many?
23 years. I didn't actually think I was going to get third. 23.
Okay.
All right. 23 years. What was your wedding song, your first dance?
It was Bryan Adams. Oh, my God. It was I'll Always Be Right There.
Is that a song?
I don't think that's a song.
But she said it so convincingly.
I'll Always Be Right There.
Is it the one, Everything I Do It For You?
Right, I think you're thinking about the Robin Hood song,
no.
Everything I Do. No?
I'll Always Be Right There?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a real song.
Oh, no, it's a real song.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
We tried to tell her song wasn't a real song. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
13 years in May.
Okay, what was your wedding song?
Better Together, Jack Johnson.
That's
okay.
A good one.
That's a good one.
Great song.
And she remembered.
Good
yep.
job.
Anna and Raven, how long have you been married?
Married 22 years.
And what was your wedding song?
Oh, Jesus. She had a country wedding. So it was Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Just stuff like that.
Sir, you're a liar. That was not your first dance song. Yeah, that was, it was played there if you liked country music, mm-hmm. but that was not your first dance.
I don't even remember it.
I can't believe it, Raven, but ultimately, 75% of the people that we polled did not remember their wedding song, and that's including men and women. Out of the men that we talked to, not one remembered. Mm. Not one.
Isn't it sad to think that that memory, that precious thing, that moment in time has been replaced by your PIN or your ATM code somewhere?
Well, there's so many passwords to remember. I guess it makes sense.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.